The College Experience Big South College Basketball Conference Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans-Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience Big South Conference Preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking Big South basketball. I know. You look at this conference. I remember Winthrop's been in the doing some damage in the tournament before, right? Let me see. When the last time Winthrop went to the NCAA tournament here, but I think, did they bite someone? I feel like they bit someone. If they didn't bite someone, they took someone to the edge. I think maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. I'm not sure. They've been to the NCAA tournament though. 2017, 2010, 2008, 2007, 2006, 2005. Yes. And, I believe they beat somebody, in the NCAA tournament once. Can't remember exactly. Here we go. Yeah. 2007. They upset Notre Dame. 2007. You also look at the other, I mean, I know Radford's been in a few times. I know UNC Asheville's been in a few times. Campbell's been in before. I think Campbell pushed someone to the edge here, but if you go back long enough, we got Hampton in this conference. Hampton upset the 2 seed, Iowa State back in the, I feel like 2001 maybe. So Big South, rich in tradition. Gardner Webb. How about that? Gardner Webb also in this conference. Gardner Webb was up on, there were a 116 matchup, Virginia Gardner Webb, and Gardner Webb was up at halftime the year Virginia won the national championship. Gave him a test. But yeah, this conference has been good for a while. It's a good mid-major. It's fun to watch. I love how in the conference tournament, they a lot of times will have it at, they'll rank the, instead of doing it at a neutral site, they'll just do it by record. So you got to come on the road and beat them on the road at whoever the higher seed is. That's always fun. But yeah, you look at this conference, and if you're a first time listener or whatever, we've broken down all the college basketball conferences. So go check out those ones on the College Experience. We're available on all platforms. Please tell a friend. We've been handicapping every single Division I college football and college basketball game for over 3.5 years. Been over 500 doing that every single season. Locks included way over 500. We give away all those picks on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and also our personal Twitter accounts. So check us out. But yeah, we're going to go in order of the way that I project them, the Big South, to align this season. And I'll start off from the top. I'm going to go to Pat Kelsey's squad and Winthrop here. I know I just mentioned what they beat in 2007. They beat Notre Dame in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So perhaps they could have that work out and do that again this year. Or I mean, not necessarily Notre Dame, but you know, a first round win. Winthrop, known as the Eagles, Pat Kelsey's been there since 2012. So what is this, year 9, I think, for him? Yeah, and you look at this roster, especially with Radford losing a lot, they kind of drop back. And you look at Winthrop, and they bring back their best player, DJ Burns Jr. Sure, they lost Hunter Hale and Josh Ferguson, but DJ Burns Jr., 12 points a game, four boards, 1.2 assists, almost a full block per game. He's back. They got their point guard, Chandler Waldron, 9.3 points again, fifth year senior, 9.3 points per game, almost six boards for a point guard, getting it done. Actually, I mean, he brings up the ball. He's 6'7", so that explains it. Six assists per game, 1.4 steals. This guy's an all around really good player. At the other guard spot, Michael Anumba, 7 points a game, basically four boards, one assist, one steal, just about. And then Chase Clayton's back at the forward spot. Sophomore, 6.9 points per game, 3.8 boards, half a steal, half a block. That's good to have. And then you're breaking in. Apparently, I'm looking at this projected starting five. They're breaking in a D2 transfer in Adonis Arms that they think will start for them. Here's the main reason I like Winthrop. Yes, it's great to have, you know, four returning players from a season ago on your, you know, going, but that's their depth on their bench. They're an incredibly deep team with Kyle Zunick, senior guard. Surprise, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he started a few games, but Zunick, 5.5 points per game. Then you add in Russell Jones, another guard, 7.3 points per game, and then another guard in Charles Faldon, 6.7 points per game, and even another guard in Josh Corbin, 4 points a game, and then a, you know, guy kind of a guard forward, Jamal King, 3.2 points per game, and even the big man Tom Popovac, he'll get in there. So they return a lot. Only to break it in two freshmen, they're deep on that bench. Now, I mentioned that D2 transfer, Adonis Arms. If he comes up and has a big year, this team is going to be loaded in this conference. I don't think anyone's going to beat Winthrop. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated, but I'm saying I'd have a hard time. I had a hard time believing that anyone's going to top Winthrop. So give me the Eagles at the one spot in the Big South. After that, I'm going to take you to the Bulldogs. And this program's really been coming up, and we should give a shout out to Mike Morrell, because this was a program that was really bad a few years ago. And I'm talking about UNC Asheville, the Bulldogs. They are really impressive so far. Look at, I mean, talk about a team returning a lot. This is the best threat to beat Winthrop, in my opinion. And mainly because they're all still, and what's crazy is they're going to get them. Wow. They have depth and they're experienced. I mean, they're starting five upperclassmen, led by point guard Devon Baker. At the two guard spot is LeVar Batts Jr. So Baker averages almost 17 points a game. LeVar Batts Jr., 13 points a game. And by the way, I might add, Baker 1.5 steals, Batts 1.8. They are good defensively. Then at the three guard spot, it's Tajon Jones, 13.7 points per game. Then they start four guards. They're a little undersized. LJ Thorpe, redshirt junior, just shy of 14 points per game, 13.9 points per game, 6.4 boards, 1.4 steals. They get after it defensively. And then at the big man spot, Cody Jude, who averaged 10 points a game a season ago as a junior. So you look at that starting five, you're saying, damn, they got some players, man. Then you think about the depth they have. They're returning five guys on the bench. They're returning four guys on the bench that have scored in a UNC Asheville uniform. That's good. They're breaking in a North Carolina Central transfer in Evan Claiborne, who is as a grad transfer, and he did decent at NC Central. He was averaging 5 points a game, and they're waiting on a waiver for the New Orleans transfer, Raquan Brown. But I think they might get that, and he's contributed a little bit down in New Orleans. So this team really could surprise, and I think be a tough out for everybody in this conference. I love what the Bulldogs are doing. Love Asheville, North Carolina. What a great city. So I got the Bulldogs at the number two spot. All right, I want to tell you guys that the Big South preview on the College Experience is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day Free Play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day Free Play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on an early Thanksgiving Day game. The Turkey Day Free Play is a no-risk, all gravy wager on the full game spread. Pick the right team and you will win. If you lose and your team is upset, your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next kick of the next game. That's pretty awesome. New players will also get their first deposit match halfway up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit and get some extra cash that you can use on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. Use the promo code SGP in order to claim that bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning. My bookie has promotions all holiday weekend long. Turkey Day free play is Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds and finishes the holiday strong with buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at my bookie, they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies only at mybookie.ag. And we're talking Big South basketball. I love it. We're two teams in on my order here. At the three spot, I'm going to take you to the Fighting Camels of Campbell, North Carolina. Is that the city? I'm not sure if that's the city or not, but it's Campbell. They're located in North Carolina, coached by Kevin McGeehan. This is year eight for Kevin. I mean, they had that was the leading scorer a couple of years ago. That was just nasty. They did lose a lot. Ja'Cory Nelson gone, Corey Gensler gone, Trey Spencer, Ladarius Knight, all gone. But you look back, Cedric Henderson Jr. is coming in, or not coming in. He's back at 12.4 points per game, 4.5 boards a game, 1.8 assist, almost a full steal per game. Getting him back is huge. I also think Jordan Whitfield at the two spot, senior guard, just shy of 9 points a game. Those are two huge gets that you get coming back. Now the point guard, Messiah Thompson, gonna need to step it up. Undersized, 5'8". This is his opportunity to shine. That's a bit of a question mark. At the four spot is Jesus Carrillo. Carrillo. I'm probably butchering the foot. Carrillo. It's fucking 8 a.m. I'm too hungover to pronounce this correctly. Carrillo. 5.1 points per game. He's a sophomore. They're breaking him in. Circle his name. He's going to be essential to him, and Thompson will be essential to the success of the Camels. Joshua Lusane, also a sophomore, breaking in 6'7". He averaged 4 points a season ago. Those three guys, you're going to want to circle, but they're experienced. They've played within this program. So even though they're sophomores, all three of those guys are sophomores. They're young, but at least they've been with the program. Then on the bench, they actually have a little bit of depth, and especially if they get with this Chattanooga transfer, Dwayne Moss coming in 5 points a game, he'll be teamed up with Austin McCullough, senior guard on the bench, 5 points a game. And also Milos Stajic. I'm probably butchering the fuck out of all these names. And then you add in Ricky Clemens, you got a lot of experience there. And then they're breaking in four freshmen. I don't think they'll see too much shine, in the games here. Maybe if they're down a ton or up a ton, but I'm going to take the Fighting Camels to get that three spot, and they're going to get pushed by the fourth team here. I actually think the fourth team might actually be better. And I'm referring to, Charleston Southern. Actually, I think I am going to switch that. Going to make a switch. We're going to take Charleston Southern at the three spot, Campbell at the four. Just jotting this down right now. Cause when sometimes as you're doing this, you're talking yourself into certain things, but I like Charleston Southern. The fact that they're returning they're starting 4 out of 5 upperclassmen, Deontay Buskey at the point, 10.5 points a game. I love an experienced point guard, especially in conferences like this. Then they're also bringing back their leading scorer, Philandris Fleming Jr., 17.7 points per game, 9 boards. This dude gets after 1.5 blocks, 1.3 steals. That's a ball player. Also, Ty Jones, senior forward back, 10.4 points per game, 4 boards. Love that. They are bringing back redshirt sophomore Travis Anderson averaged 9 points a game at the guard spot. And then the big question is Sadarius Bowser at the center spot. If they can get a little more out of him, that'd be great for Charleston Southern. What are they? The Buccaneers, I believe. Yes. The Buccaneers. And then on the bench, they even have players that have gotten a lot of burn. I'm talking about Terrence Porter Jr. Now he's a redshirt freshman, but he got some burn last year. Sean Price, shout out to the rapper, rest in peace. But he 4 points a game. I mean, then you got Malik Battle and Jameer Moore. And then, yeah, you're breaking in three freshmen, but you got an experienced team here. Kind of wish you had a little more depth at the big man spot, but Terrence Porter Jr., they're going to have to use Porter Jr., Ty Jones and Bowser and be very smart with the fouls for the Buccaneers because they are a tad bit undersized. But I like Charleston Southern to surprise in this conference. Give me Charleston Southern at the three spot, Campbell at the four. And then at the five, I'm going to take you to a team that actually, you know, they've been really good of late, I feel like. And I know they're fighting some COVID problems at the moment, I believe. So I want to give it up for Gardner Webb. Hopefully everything works out there. Look, and they have a good pedigree. Gardner Webb is the running Bulldogs. Tim Kraft, their coach, year 8 for him. He's done a great job at Gardner Webb in Charlotte there. Shout out to Eddie Lee Wilkes, the old New York Knicks player from Gardner Webb in the 80s. But he's going the JUCO route here. I mean, you're only returning four players that have ever scored in a Gardner Webb uniform. That's why I kind of knocked you guys down a little bit. I know other publications still bullish on you guys, but Jaheim Cornwall still returning. That's great to have your best player being your point guard, 13.1 points a game, four boards, three assists, and almost a full steal per game. So that's awesome. Everyone else though, forward Kareem Reed. I think he can contribute right away. I mean, he averaged 6 a game last year, him and, Ludovic Dufil, 6 points a game a season ago, and Lance Terry at 4 points. Yeah, Terry's on the bench from what I'm seeing here projected. And you're counting on a JUCO transfer in Jacob Falco. I don't know how that will work out. We'll see. A freshman, Demorian Williams, perhaps he's penciled in the start. That's always interesting. And then you got a couple other guys that are going to be question marks to me. A couple of redshirt freshmen, Anthony Seldon, Mick Lenat, another JUCO transfer, and Christian Alexander. These guys are going to need to contribute big time. But with me not knowing, I don't like just saying, oh, they're going to be there. I got to see it first, guys. So I'm going to take the running Bulldogs at the five spot. But I wouldn't shock me if they surprised. I think they're well coached. So yeah, give me the running Bulldogs there at six. And I can't believe they dropped down this far because this was, I feel like over the past 5-10 years, this was one of the best teams in the whole Big South. If not the best is the Radford, what are the Highlanders or something? What is that? Radford. Yeah. Highlanders. Yeah. Trying to trust my memory here, but yes, the Radford Highlanders. And it's surprising that they're this far back. I know they open up at Virginia Tech, right down the road. Excited to watch that game. But yeah, when you look at it, I get why, because they don't have a lot of great returning players. They're counting a lot on this JUCO transfer, Dante Moses. Hopefully he'll be able to come right in and start contributing right away. After that, a Charlotte transfer, Jervon Mangum, 5 points a game at Charlotte. You're returning Quentin Morton Robertson at the point, but he's a 5'8" point guard, only averaged 1 point a season ago. He's starting for you. He's penciled in to start for you. Then you got Kyrie Walker at the three spot, just 3 points a game. And then Lewis, Doncom. Me in these fucking mornings. 3 points a game though. So you don't have a lot on the bench. Josiah Jeffers and Miles Jones are the only guys that ever scored in a Radford uniform. Now you do have some D2 transfers coming in. One of them, a senior in Brian Hart, perhaps he can really contribute, or Jordan Hemphill, redshirt junior. Maybe those guys can contribute right away. You also have, Jamal Burke, another JUCO transfer, 6'10". Maybe he can make an impact right away, but it's tough when you look at that roster to tell me that, hey, this team's going to be a contender. Not saying it can't happen, but I'm a bit of a skeptic based on that roster. I got to see it, man. And I'm going to be watching that game against Virginia Tech because that would be a great opportunity for me to talk shit on Real Money Kramer of the Sports Gambling Podcast. If somehow the Highlanders pulled that off, at my seventh spot is I'm going to go with South Carolina Upstate. Yes. South Carolina Upstate, the Spartans and Dave Dickerson. 2018 was his first year. He's in year three. Dave Dickerson, wasn't he a quarterback for Montana? Not this coach, but I'm saying, I think the same name. Anyway, South Carolina Upstate. You look at this team and you say, hey, I'll be honest. Like this team, I look at it and I'm like, they're way better than Radford. I'm just trusting the pedigree of Radford because South Carolina Upstate has their whole roster. They're breaking in one freshman. Aside from that, every other player has played in college basketball games, and they're only bringing in one transfer from Clemson, Kayvon Moore, who's penciled in to start with them. So if you break this roster down, not only are they deep, I mean, I should probably take them over Radford. I'm just trusting Radford's pedigree. They're well coached. So South Carolina Upstate, though, at the point, Dalvin White's just shy of 7 points a season ago, one steal, four assists. At the two, Tommy Bruner, 14 points a game a season ago. Then at the three, Everett Hammond, 15 points a game pretty much a season ago. And then, like I said, Kayvon Moore, Clemson transfer. He's going to do well in this conference. Then at the center, Nevin Zink, 7 points a game. So this starting five is really good. But then on the bench, Bryson Mazzone, 9 points a game. Brandon Martin, 6 points a game. Carter Jernigan, 4 points a game. Josh Aldridge, 3 points a game. You know, like these guys are experienced. There's like three other guys that have played in games too. So this is a really, I'm interested to see how they do. Can they figure it out? Because they have, for experience, they might be the most experienced team in the whole conference. So I say, give it up for the South Carolina, or I'm sorry, Upstate South Carolina Spartans, Dave Dickerson. All right, I want to tell you that the College Experience Big South preview is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's PGA, MLB, esports, you choose 5 out of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. Hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and is awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 in your first deposit. And that thing has a 4x rollover. So download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Google Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't forget that promo code SGP. It's early in the morning, drinking a coffee. Can't pronounce half these fuckers' names. And I don't even know. I don't even think it's their names are that outrageous. I think I'm just slightly retarded still. Clouded a little bit. Okay. We're going to go now. What am I at? Eight. And we got 11 deep in this conference. I'm going to go to a team that I think also could surprise. Wouldn't surprise me. High Point, the Panthers, Tubby Smith. You might know that name. He only won a national championship at Kentucky. He's at his alma mater. First off, that's fantastic. And then I actually think this team might not be that bad. Point guard John Michael Wright is back, 14 points per game, 5 boards, 2 assists, 1.1 steals. Now they got some question marks at the other guard spot. They're going to count on Brian Randleman to step up and Rob Peterson the third. They've got experience playing for Smith and at High Point, but just not a ton of minutes. So hopefully those guys step up. You know, last year they lost Jamal Wright, Curtis Holland the third, and Cliff Thomas, I'm sorry, from last year's squad. So these guys are going to really have to come in and contribute right away. But I will say at the forward spot, Eric Coleman Jr., I like him, 9 points a game, 4 boards, an assist, and half a steal. And then Caden Sanchez, I think solid big man too, 7 points a game, 4 boards, 1.1 assist. On the bench, Denny Slay the second. He'll be a good contributor at the guard spot to give them some depth. And Emmanuel Izunabor. He has experience, so he's going to step it up some. But they're also bringing in a D2 D2 grad transfer in Lydell Elmore. He's kind of the question mark here is how well can he contribute right away? They got five freshmen on that bench too. So hopefully one of those or two of those will work out to give them some added depth. Wouldn't shock me if High Point exceeded my expectations, but I think it's going to be a tight race, but pretty much between like four, maybe even three and nine, I think will be tight. But yes, give me a High Point at eight and at nine. This is another one that was playing ball. I remember them and Radford were going back and forth there for a little bit there. I got the, what's their name? Hampton Pirates and Edward Joyner Jr.'s team. This is a year 12 for Coach Joyner. But I mean, if you look at Hampton too, like the fact you're bringing in Marquise Goodwin, an Old Dominion transfer right down the road at ODU, he was solid. So I would expect him to really do well in this league. And then Davion Warren's back, senior three guard, 10.2 points a game, 6.2 boards, 1.6 assists, almost a full steal per game, almost a whole block per game. So you got those two as your nucleus. They also bringing in another ODU transfer in DeJour Dickens at the big man spot, 7 foot. So for height, Hampton's got some height, so it might be hard to score on them. Even on the bench with Najee Thomas, 6'10". I know he's a JUCO transfer, but he add those guys in. Edward Oliver Hampton, 6'7". Even like I said, Davion Warren, their best player, 6'6". So at the two guard spot, the ODU transfer, Marcus Goodwin, projected to start. He's 6'5". And at the point, Russell Dean, 6'4". This is a tall team. So I think it could be a tough out for a lot of these schools in this conference. When you go play Hampton, you got to bring your lunch pail, because you're going to get beat up in the paint trying to grab some boards. I think you're going to get outshined. So maybe Hampton can do a lot better than what I'm projecting them as. All right. I want to tell you guys that the College Experience Big South preview is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book, but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. All right, where are we at here? We're at number 10 in the Big South, and I'm going to take you to the Lancers of Longwood and Griff Aldich in year three. I'd love to see Longwood come back. Remember, this is Jerome Kersey, former Portland Trailblazer. Rest in peace to Jerome Kersey. This is his alma mater. Now, they lost a ton from last year. Deshaun Smith gone. Jordan Cintron gone. Sean Flood gone. Jalen Wilson gone. Shabuti Phillips gone. But they return an experienced point guard in Juan Munoz at 11 points a game, 3 boards, 3 assists, 1.5 steals. And the two guard spot, Deshaun Wade, he's a junior. He's back. They're starting 3 upperclassmen. That's not bad. Going to need to get some more offensive output out of either Deshaun Wade or Christian Wilson at the 4 spot, perhaps. Or, I think at the 3 guard spot, they're going Haru Bligin, 4 points a game a season ago. At the 5, Leslie Kirinworm. I don't know. I'm probably butchering that name too. 4 points a game on the bench. Got a UC Riverside transfer and Zach Watson coming in. Hopefully he can contribute. Abraham Dang also. And Stefanovic, the only guys that have gotten burned. They got a JUCO transfer and Jermaine Drury coming in. And then a CJ Williams as well as a JUCO transfer. But the rest are freshmen. So I just think look, you're not coming in last, Longwood, but keep building. Maybe you can surprise. Maybe some of those JUCO transfers will work out. But last in the Big South is going to be Presbyterian, the Blue Hose, Quentin Farrell's squad. He's in year two, so it'll be interesting to see how he does with the Blue Hose. Presbyterian, you look at this. They're only returning 4 players that have ever scored in college basketball. And that is their best player. They're going with a 4 guard lineup. Once again, this is the team that, depth is going to be a huge issue. They're counting on a freshman in Rayshon Harrison to start from what I'm seeing here. He's going to have to contribute right away. Michael Eisler is our top returning scorer at just shy of 8 points a game a season ago. Then Zeb Graham at the one spot, sophomore point guard, 6 points a game, 2.2 assists. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Sean Jenkins at just shy of 5 points a game. And then, like I said, Rayshon Harrison, the freshman, going to need him to contribute right away. Michael Eisler, like I mentioned, their top scorer from a returning scorer. And then Owen McCormick at the five spot at 4.8 points a game. They got no one on the bench that's ever played in a college basketball game, Division One, that is. And they're counting a lot on the JUCO transfer, Will Ferguson. So they got the depth wise. They're just, and then a bunch of freshmen after that. So they're kind of a mess there. So I got them coming in last, but maybe, hey, it's anyone's season. 2020. They could win the whole fucking conference. What do I know? Right. And that concludes our Big South preview. Those are all 11 spots. If you're a first time listener, like I mentioned, to the College Experience, please subscribe, rate, review, tell some friends about us. We're available on all platforms. You can listen to podcasts at, like I mentioned before, we handicap every single Division One college football, college basketball game, been doing it for 3.5+ years. We release a spreadsheet on sportsgamblingpodcast.com, giving our picks away for free. And we're over 500 every single season, picking every game, and also way over 500 on our locks. So we're giving you free dollars, essentially. When I say we, me, Patty C, NC Nick, my co-hosts that normally join me here, they are the other guys picking the games, and like they know their stuff as well as anybody, I believe. So if you can, like I said, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. All I'll try to charge you for is your kindness. I mean, right now we're all battling COVID. You know what I mean? Like people are being forced to stay inside essentially. And what better way to, you know, you're probably sick of the wife or the kids or the dog. I don't know. I know you're online. We're spending way more time at home. That's a fact. So what better time to just give us a 5-star review and say some nice things about us? Because essentially that's how we get paid, guys. Sponsors often tell us that they look at the comments. They want to see fans engaged with this podcast, talking about podcasts in general, the one that they're going to invest in. So if you can, leave us a 5-star review, and then perhaps they'll look and say, hey, I guess someone likes these fucking idiots. And then they're going to give us some money, and then we give you more content, and then it's a beautiful fucking formula. It's just perfect, right? But I'll tell you what, if you do leave that 5-star and you're that kind of a person, and leave those nice comments, take a screenshot with your phone, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'm going to send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? Let's do it, guys. I'm on Twitter, like I said, at the Colby D. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give all of them a follow. We are part, me and NC Nick do a great, come play college basketball, DraftKings with us and college football. We do both. A lot of fun. We don't charge a lot of money. It's only a couple bucks, but we also give away. I mean, I play my lineup in several different avenues of the DraftKings, but I'll give away my lineup. I gave it away a week ago. I won $280, but with about 5 minutes left of the final game, it was winning 10,000. So it was close. Keaton Slovis cost me, but yeah, come play. We'll put that link up on our Twitter. Also NC Nick writes a couple great articles about it on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check them out. We are part of Sports Gambling Podcast. They are on Twitter at DSGP Network. Give them a follow. And yes, this is the College Experience Big South Preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.